My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whoa. And we're here.
I won't be the fool tonight because Danny Webb will be.
You guys are drinking Natty Lights.
Natty up.
How, guys? It is 2024. We have access to good beer.
You got our dicks in the picture.
Yeah.
That's confidence.
It's because he's drinking Natty Light. That's what happened.
Getting natty up.
Nothing but dicks.
Oh, I did it. It was my fault. Sorry.
It wants the dicks in the picture.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the problem.
You can't hear it anyway.
Yeah, I did watch the episode. It was cool. I laughed.
Yeah.
It's just annoying on this end.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It kind of gives you like a metronome.
Virus.
A bit of a metronome. I hope it stops.
Maybe.
Nope. I hope it zooms in. That's my favorite.
I feel like I'm in the hospital.
All right, welcome you to Porch Talk. As you already heard, there is somebody dying in the room with us, obviously. You hear the beeps and the dongs and everything going on. I have none other than Big John here with me.
What up?
Misfits tonight.
Yeah, I like to throw people off.
And Webb.
What up, guys?
Britney Spears. Yeah, I thought you was like Oregon football.
He likes throwing the same people off, too.
I got a misfit on my shirt, too.
look at here. And Brother Cobb has a misfit on his shirt, too.
I got the pink faggoty one.
I like that.
They will say that I have shed innocent blood. What's blood for if not for shedding? With my hook for a hand, I'll split you from groin to your gullet. I came for you. Candyman. Tony Todd.
R.I.P. Man, Candyman.
Oh. What a day. What a time to be alive. Yeah. We are going to start the quote off with the Candyman. So, what's the scoop? He passed away?
Yes.
Just recently.
He left this world. Ago,
yeah. Didn't 69 the original? Years old. Is the original Candyman passed away?
Yeah, Tony Todd. Tony Todd.
That's him. Yeah. Tony Todd.
Yep.
He's one of my favorite actors, man.
He was good. He was in a lot of stuff.
I like it. I like his voice.
When we was done with our little tournament over there, where I could watch whatever I want, I watched Candyman.
Good.
It holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Holds up.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Oh. It's great.
All of them are good, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Even the one with the porn star in it. The third one or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I just stopped at one.
One's great. Two's better. Three is weird.
One's the best,
was
ain't it?
Sasha Grey?
The thing I appreciate most about John is he doesn't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
If you make one, if you make two, if you make three, he's in. Sharknado.
Meth Gator.
Yeah.
He's there.
I'm all in.
Gonna watch them all.
I am going to watch the sequel to Meth Gator soon.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep. Gotta get into it.
Because it's the only thing I can stay awake through.
Oh, they're making another scary movie.
I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that'll be. I mean,
Wayans Brothers.
You know, I picked that movie on our contest as a gag, like Ernest Scared Stupid.
You put it in the ether.
Yeah.
Well, you put it in the ether.
Yeah.
And like all these, like a lot of those comedy horror movies, I put in there Ernest Scared Stupid. I hope things like that never hit the light of day again. I'm sorry, but
you're not a Jim Varney fan.
I love Jim Varney, but you tried to watch it again. It's not watchable.
It's not good, but still.
I don't like that. I'm not with that. I was with it when I was 8, and when I still thought that farts were funny.
Yeah, booger lips.
There we
go.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
But like scary movie.
No, no, you weren't.
And now that I have you two together, just one more time for the good people out there, we found our movie of the year, maybe. Maybe horror genre. Danny brought it up last week, but I thought, like, with Brother Cobb here, they could share a little bit more about it. And to answer some of the questions, even John feels this way. I feel this way, too. Y'all always talk about horror movies.
No, always.
Okay, so when is the last time, with the exception of maybe, and we talked about it, Deadpool 3 with the Wolverine?
Yeah.
When is the last time, like, there has been, like, a good action movie or a comedy movie? Like, it just seems to me that the horror genre of film is the only genre that hasn't lost its depth.
Yeah, it still slaps, what can you say?
Yeah, I tried to watch a new comedy today. It was...
Yeah.
What was that?
Like,
I don't even fucking remember the name of it, dude. It's
I
so
couldn't
terrible.
Even imagine a comedy right now.
I mean, you can put a horror on any time.
It's coming
of the year,
back.
You know it's gonna.
It's
be,
gonna come back.
It's gonna be fire.
It's gonna you come think? Back.
Yeah, comedy.
Trust me.
Comedy's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Oh yeah. You just have to get through all the.
You just gotta get.
Yeah. We gotta get.
This
through
woke
all
bullshit's
this.
Dying.
Yeah, we gotta get through all this and we'll be good.
You can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say that. Yeah. Shut up.
We'll have
Shut
another.
Up.
We'll have another Chappelle show for you now.
Yep. Well, tired of that, man. That's comedy. You need that.
And I believe this, while we're on this conversation, and I'll drop it after this, I think a lot of people are really putting that weight on Shane Gillis's shoulders for his Netflix show, Tires.
Love it.
You seen it?
Yeah.
And a lot of people would say that's a pilot. So you had 6 episodes of, you got to know a little bit about Gillian Keeves, if you didn't know that on YouTube. They had been doing this forever. And then you got exposed to Tires on Netflix. And if you think that that is going to save comedy for you, I'm sorry.
It's just Deadpool over here with a bad back carrying it.
You're going to need a whole lot more than that.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a good start.
Yeah. I mean, that was... Right up the alley. We're just going to have to keep going.
But, I mean, think about, like, so after Chappelle's show phased out, you had Key and Peele's kind of step into, like, the sketch. Do you remember Whitest Kids You Know? Somebody showed me a clip of Whitest Kids You Know, and it was about the JFK assassination today.
Yeah.
And it still hit. And that was, what, early
2000s? Like late 90s. Yeah. Maybe even mid-90s.
Yeah. Whitest Kids. Do you remember that?
What about Kids in the
Trevor,
Hall?
What was his name? Trevor? Who was the front guy? The tall, skinny white guy? Trevor? Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his
whatever
name.
Happened to those guys?
They got swallowed up by the woke movement.
Did they? Or they just like start a family?
Or like, we're done.
I think that's what happened to a lot of the comedy actors. That's they're just like, well, I'm on.
Maybe life does happen.
I got my money, I'm out. Going to be a regular person.
Yeah. I like the Civil War on drugs. That little skit they did through that show.
Might be timely.
Oh, man. I might have to watch it just to catch the Civil War on drugs.
My goodness. Whitest Kids You Know, in the namesake of comedy, I'll tell you this, with and I hate to be critical, but... this person dying is not it for me. What is up with all this? Beep, beep. But there it is.
Still kicking.
God, you just bring it up and it gets worse. And it was so good earlier.
Too. It was nice, and
it,
we know
it was my fault. So.
When we were trying to be
nobody
all
else
explicit.
Can hear it though. It's just us.
Oh, it's just me, and it's driving me off the wall. But wait. Releasing a comedy special on YouTube and then, two, it not being an hour long. What are y'all thoughts? Is that a comedy special? What is it? How do you define a comedy special? For something to be special, it feels like someone else has to make it special. Like it got bought by Netflix or
somebody,
an HBO. You recorded an hour of jokes that you've been working on for maybe 5 years, and you put together an hour. I hate I have to watch that on YouTube. I hate that. especially if it's good.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't have the same kind of rapport or class as it could be nominated for an award or whatever else, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Nobody has the HBO Razzie. Anymore, so other than Max. You remember the HBO specials?
Well, oh, yeah.
Netflix special.
Netflix is a joke.
It's the new one, yeah.
All it takes to be a special is just put special in the title.
True.
And that is kind of my point, Cobb, right there. It's like, we got to do a little bit better than this if that's what we're going to bring to the table. But at the same time, maybe some of these comics you never heard of would have ever been able to do that if it wasn't for YouTube. But I'm curious to see about where comedy is going to go, and I don't give a, I don't want to get into the election at all. But
nope.
The culture is going to change, and maybe like comedy is something that could benefit from.
Who's going to be that first person? It's like cancel me.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody's like, I can't. I want to cancel. It's so funny though.
I feel like if I were to ever get famous, I would be the person that's like, fuck y'all, cancel me.
Yeah. But with music, I think with every part of the American culture right now, just like we had for the past two election cycles, you're going to see things turning on its head. And it's a great time to have a podcast. It truly is.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Dissect it. Any JoJo Siwa news?
Yeah, what's up with that? I forgot all about that.
Man, she is like trying to make a baby with her new girlfriend.
Oh, I wish him the very best, you know.
That's going to be kind of hard.
I guess it's going to be Freddie.
Well, yeah, Freddie or Teddy or Eddie.
Well, the way she said it, Freddie, Teddy, and Eddie.
Yeah, Freddie, like Teddy, and Eddie.
Like a cartoon one.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so fucking stupid.
I love JoJo Siwa.
Keep us updated.
Yeah, I stay watching.
Big John's JoJo Siwa corner. Well,
it's been on for episodes.
We're all
any turtle news?
They're still getting strangled by straws.
Kurt Cobain hadn't put out any new music
videos.
Put out any new music videos lately.
Oh, yeah.
His best was Something in the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good
something
one.
In the way, but something in the shell.
Yeah. Well, it was still something in the way. They just called it something in the shell. Yeah.
It all works very well. I was curious to ask Brother Cobb, since he wasn't here with us last week, I'd like to take a little beat down the sport path. Tell me a little bit about them Auburn Tigers and that basketball program.
We're back! Finally, something positive! Basketball school.
Y'all lost this week, didn't you?
No, we beat Houston, number 4 Houston last night in Houston. Neutral site game, but at Houston. It wasn't on their campus. It was down the road. So, not really neutral site when you play in the same city.
Yeah.
And I find it...
And a great game. I don't care if you like Auburn or Houston. Second game of the year, you could have said it was in the tournament, deep.
That LSU-Alabama game was pretty good, too.
If you liked Alabama?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Obviously, I do.
Yeah. I mean, if you're an Auburn fan, like, well, I'm watching them practice. They got some good practice time in.
But that is exactly what it was like.
I'm like, shout out to Bama, though. I mean, they went down there
Baton
Rouge
at
6:30 tonight and beat them.
You know what I described it as?
What?
Whoa. Is Alabama is finally finding, like, their gear, and it's a little late.
Well, you got to run Jalen.
Yeah, and they figured that out.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know why it took them so long to realize run the ball. You don't have to try to throw it to Ryan Williams every opportunity. Little mismatch, little misdirection, little counteraction, an option. Keep them on the playbook. And did you see that Ty Simpson, when he tried to do what Jalen does? It doesn't work, does it? But, hey... Road Tide and...
It don't?
No.
Is that your backup?
Ty Simpson.
Yeah.
Paul Bear Bryant's
grandson.
Whatever. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's second string.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
He got in.
Legacy.
That's his second string.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Simpson.
He got in.
They said y'all's best quarterback's up at Pitt. Playing for Pitt.
That's what they say.
Which, that was one of the games I picked yesterday. Of course, they lose.
Yeah.
Yep.
To Virginia. like a 4-4 Virginia. Pitt over here with like 2 losses or 1.
And I don't know if any, I don't think any of us do, but since sport betting and just betting in general became legal in the United States, it kind of, I don't do it anymore. Like you,
I think I'm dumb. I don't. I've tried the sports get gambling. It won't let me.
It won't let you.
Yeah,
I never tried.
It's like nobody will take my money.
Just the guy I work with is like, man, I don't like picking really myself. You pick them. Like, all right.
I've tried to use the FanDuel and DraftKings and all that. It won't let me for some reason.
It's a prepaid debit card.
Probably. Well,
you fucking nailed it. It definitely is.
You're like, no, I'm sorry. We don't take cash out.
We don't take we don't take that EBT, okay? Yeah, we need real money.
You'd probably be better off if you ever figured it out to bet on something you have no clue about.
Yep, no figure
skating.
Yeah. No idea.
Man's hockey. Collegiate tennis.
That was always the case. So the first time I ever did fantasy football, I could care less. And they all... Join the league. Come on, be a part of the league. I let the computer draft my team. I didn't change anything, and I came in second place. And I played again the following season because I had such a good outing.
Got you into it.
Got me into it. I came in dead last, and I tried.
There you go.
So I'm going to give this a try.
So I don't do it. I don't do that anymore. And I've learned the hellscape it is. And I learned the hellscape of betting on football in general. And God, I love it. I love seeing people share their bets on the internet. And on the NFL, you know, you can bet on the first pass or the first touchdown. Mm-hmm. Or you can bet on the NBA with
lots
who... who will win the toss-up. I love seeing people do well at that. I've tried it. I lose everything. So I don't mess with it. No way. Because look at this past weekend in college football.
College football's been drunk this year.
Yeah, drunk as shit.
And it don't have any plans on being sober.
No, they said we're going to pick the bottle up and not put it down this year.
Iowa State was another
you
team.
You had Miami lose to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Miami's they got their first L. Georgia Tech, people saw that kind of coming. No.
Well, I think the people that saw it coming are still hanging on to the Georgia Tech in week one that beat Clemson.
Florida State.
Was it Florida State?
It's Florida State over in Ireland. Because people still had you know, Florida State was good last year, and now they're just dog water.
Yes.
They've won one game, I think.
And then you had Ole Miss get all over those Georgia Bulldogs.
Speaking of Ole Miss and everybody else, if you're 16 somewhere and you've only got 2 losses, let's not storm the field and tear the field, go down and go through town. Let's act like we've been here. We've taken this way too far. We're storming the field and tearing field goals down.
I heard got fined twice.
You know what
I'm saying?
Because
they didn't do it right the first time. They had fined 2 times.
You're not Louisiana Monroe beating 1-loss Georgia. You're Ole Miss with two L's. That just
class.
Came off a 10-11 win season.
Class.
You know what I'm saying, Dan? Yeah, yeah. Those... you're taking away the specialty of storming the field and tearing field. You're going to take it away at all. Like, they'll make it where if you do that, your team lost.
Yeah, you lose. You forfeit the game.
You're getting too easy with this.
It's happened so much.
It's happened so much this season. Every time somebody wins.
I was outside the Jackson Rob Garfields looking.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Bring that back. Just watching through the screen the final 2 minutes and about 45 seconds, you know how they start making their way down there. I'm like, they're really going to storm the field. Dude, you ain't lost but one more game than the person you're about to beat.
And you're not ranked that much higher.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. Why do you behave like that?
You belittle yourself to me doing it. It's like, this is a big old upset. You just like are pretty much saying your team sucks.
And you can't believe it.
Yeah. Can't believe we moved Georgia.
There ain't no way.
Yeah. Look.
Like, I hate Auburn. You know, the last time Auburn did it's kick six. That's kind of understandable. Oh, my God. One of the biggest miracles in football.
One of the
I wanted to flip a car over and set it on fire.
Most iconic play of all times, still people say. And I give it to that. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Now, if Auburn beat that was in Tuscaloosa. It's like if Auburn was at Auburn this year and they upset at Alabama, I'm like, well, I kind of understand that Auburn's garbage.
You think that Auburn could storm the field and Bryant Denny?
No, I'm saying that Auburn, if it was in Auburn. If it's in Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
Would this team beat Alabama? If Alabama still was at two L's? Who do they play? They got
Mercer.
They got Mercer, which ain't lost but one game.
They're actually number 10 in their league right now.
They're about to take a second L.
They're about to take a big L.
Didn't they play Oklahoma?
It's something mediocre.
I think they play Oklahoma.
It's something mediocre.
Oklahoma-Mizzou game last night was a little bit wild. It was like 24 points scored in like 3 minutes, the last 3 minutes or something like that. 21, I don't know.
You never really can tell.
It was a bunch of scoops and scores in 3 minutes.
That's been kind of a tell of the tape.
Yeah, what football, you drunk, go home.
Yeah, like, and to move on to something that we can all kind of jive on, but like, it has seemed like you get into the fourth quarter of pick any game, and it just feels chaotic. Do you think it's that NIL money creeping in? Like, people just
trying
to get on the highlight reel?
Old people, what do you think? I ain't really kept up with it much this year because that NIL is just kind of ruining it for me. I'm like, dude, try to pick the games. Try to pick games and gambling. You'd be like, think ruining it. Be like, go home football, you're drunk. You can't ruin the game. No, it's not. This year's crazy.
Might be the best year of college football ever. And I'm sorry if you missed it. I'd like to throw it over to Webb and Cobb over the best movie of
well,
the possible
year. Well, that brings
year.
Me up to going ahead and getting my flowers down. These
get
beautiful flowers. They're lime green. Oh, there we go.
Ooh.
I'm going to give these flowers to a little French woman named... And there it went. And it went and disappeared.
Nope, lost it.
Coralie Forgets, the director of the best movie of the year, The Substance, and a movie that she came out with about 3 or 4 years ago called Revenge. You know, I say the world balances itself out. There's good directors that come and go. Some that retire, some that die. Quentin Tarantino, about to retire.
George.
Strong as he can be.
This movie is... Chef's kiss. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a plot. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. They keep doing this. Chugga, 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 chug. Going up, peaking. How can it get worse? How can it get worse? It gets worse.
It's wild.
It's gnarly.
Yeah. Like I said last week, I don't know how to explain it. Couldn't even tell you.
I can't explain it.
Can't even tell you.
I left at 45 minutes in.
And you didn't
left
see
at
shit.
20 minutes.
And I didn't see.
You left at 20 minutes, Al.
You got the story.
Oh, it was that fast?
Yeah.
It
made it 20 minutes and said, how long is this?
Go.
And I was like, dude, it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You left at 20 minutes.
20 minutes. You barely got the plot.
Yeah. You remember how it comes on now?
Oh,
yep.
The Walk of Fame.
We might be rewatching it tonight. Danny, we got a movie to watch. Look at us.
What's her name? Demi Moore's character.
Yeah.
What's her name on the Walk of Fame?
That's how the movie starts with this star.
I can't remember her name.
It's Sue.
Yeah,
it's Sue. She's Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It's her Walk of Fame, and it's showing it throughout the years, like cracking
people
and
people walking over it and spilling shit on it. And,
you got to remember that because this is brilliant.
Yeah, so it's a great,
great
movie.
I did watch Maxine.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I finally watched it. It was good.
Hell yeah,
that's the worst one of them all.
I know.
To me.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been watching a lot of A24 films recently.
I think I wouldn't watch Maxine in theater.
You did with us. Be like, I didn't really like that one. Yeah. It's the worst one, but
yeah.
I just like that trilogy because they're all different.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope that's it, really.
I liked it better than X.
I love X.
X was the best.
It was a lot better. Yeah.
Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
They are.
Yeah.
At least I didn't shit on both of them.
Hey, man, that's cool, because they're all different styles.
Yeah, and one thing we know about John's taste is a lot different.
I'm surprised he didn't say Pearl was his favorite. I mean,
I haven't watched it yet.
Wait till you see Pearl.
Like, Maxine was...
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Better, like, if you take the trilogy, you take X, Pearl, Maxine.
Mm.
Like, most people would say X, Maxine, Pearl, but
you'll probably go the opposite.
No,
you'll probably go the opposite.
Yeah, dude, it's a toss up between X and Pearl with most people I follow.
Yeah.
I'm an X guy. But John, I like it. He likes Maxine. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I did enjoy Maxine.
It was good. Good 80s.
She got Betty Davis. What do you think about that girl, Mia Goth?
She's got her moments. She's cute.
She's got that.
And then she's not. And then she's cute again.
Girl next door hot.
Yeah. She's an awesome fucking
actress. She's
gonna
chop me up.
Actress. I give you
Where's
that.
Where's your eyebrows at?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just, hey, character. That's character right there.
Shia LaBeouf's baby mama.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Is it real?
There it is.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I heard he had a gang affiliation now.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Gang. Yeah, yeah.
I thought he'd get like super religious.
Yeah, I thought he was
trying to become like a monk or something.
He was trying to be a Catholic priest.
He's gone through a lot of
things. That's one of my favorite actors.
Shia.
That dude act his ass off.
Ever since Holes.
Matter of fact, like, when you think about actors you really respect, think of Mel Gibson. And the things that Mel Gibson's done.
I don't like most of his stuff.
Waterworld, maybe Braveheart.
That's Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, you got Braveheart, right?
Yeah, Braveheart. Sorry.
Like,
Waterworld, I don't know.
I like Waterworld.
The fucking Passion of Christ, very controversial. And he directed that.
The Man Without a Face.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage. He's been in 1,000 movies, but, like, we love some of the things that he's done.
I'm a Cage fan.
Off the wall shit is the best, though. I mean, to be honest with you. I mean, God.
Liquid Death, kill your thirst.
Murder.
You hear that?
Your thirst.
Murder it.
Where y'all at, Liquid Death?
This may be the best year of horror ever to me.
It's had some bangers.
These
are original bangers. This ain't like, well, the fourth part of Conjuring. This is like, the last one I saw, Strange Darling. Banger to me. Blink Twice, bought it on the same night. I ain't even watched. They say it's banger.
I might watch.
It's just a bunch of this little, like, you got Heretic, dude. We got to go watch Heretic because they say it's banger.
Yep. There we go. We're in there.
I'm like, this year, it's going to hard be 2024. Yeah. Whatever year they said Hereditary came out was like one of the best years in the
2018.
Yep. I think this year's got it.
I think we got
because it ain't nothing but originals.
Strangers Chapter 2 is coming out.
That like, comes out like soon. Next year.
Next year? I thought it was like,
next week.
Yeah, I thought they were like November. Nah,
I'm pretty sure it's like next January, February now. Oh, well, they pushed it back.
Well, then. They were like Terrifier, just, we can't do it.
Then they got the runtime. So I went to Coming Soon on my IMDb, and it was like next year for Chapter 2. Then Chapter 3 I saw was like, Chapter 2 was like 2 hours, and Chapter 3 was like 2 hours and 50 minutes. So they pushing them down.
Could you imagine watching a suspense movie that long?
Yeah. 3 hours? Fuck. That's... It wouldn't even be suspenseful anymore. It'd be like, all right, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, hurry up and kill him, Jack.
I don't like that. I mean, that was a big part of why I walked out of The Substance. That's we why looked I didn't at the runtime.
No, you on a work night, dude.
True.
Yeah.
You was on a work night, and it was like, what, 9:40?
Yeah, we got started late.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know like, me. You know,
I'll roll out.
You calculate time, like, damn, I'm going to get home at 1:30.
Yeah, you had that on your mind more than anything. If you
do that, but it...
Yeah, you
2 hours and 20 minutes, it was long.
But it was an easy watch.
Yeah.
And that, easy watch.
When you got 2 hours 20 minutes...
Didn't even feel like
and
it.
And it's like, you sitting there watching shit, like... That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how we were with Terrifier 3. Yeah. Over there looking at Webb, looking like...
like, what the fuck going on?
I was like that though a second ago. Wide-eyed. But this is like that, but that was gore. This is like, whoa.
This is
gnarly. This is
some weird-ass shit.
It's brilliant. Brilliant script. That's great. Why I gave him my flowers to this little French woman.
It's great.
You are two for two. Keep making your movies.
Any other flowers to give out? John, I mean, like, how would you like to move the discussion? What's been cooking with you, dude?
Man, just plants and leaves and little baby nugs.
Little baby nugs.
If you know anything about John, you know all you need to know, and we can't even go into it. He's doing what he loves.
Little baby nugs.
His passion.
The passion.
More passion.
I actually volunteered to work a Saturday.
This guy.
For free.
Well, no. Fuck no. Not for free.
Volunteered to work a Saturday? That's not volunteering. I asked if I could come in and get some more money.
Yeah. Y'all got this money on the table. You mind if I grab a little of it this weekend?
There he goes. And the truth comes out.
I like to think about people that you know, are your bosses, and they got money laid out there for you. You can take all the opportunity you can to grab it.
There you go. The way some take it. We got about 15, 20 more in the can. I wanted to ask y'all about this. Is music. Music.
About some music.
People, there is a resurgence of country music, and I am not a fucking fan of it.
What they call country has suddenly...
Shouldn't. You like Orville Peck?
What? That's wild. That got brought up.
Wow.
That's country.
Yeah.
If I had to listen to country, I like Orville Peck. I'm not a country guy. That's what I was about. Oh.
But it's crazy because is he even on? He's not on the radio.
No, he's not on the radio. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. No, we're talking about radio.
Well, he's got a song with Beck.
Yeah. I know that song. I know exactly what you're talking about. South African.
Yeah.
But like it is so crazy to me, and like maybe we can tie this into like every aspect of our lives. Hear me out. Is the best thing that's out there is not covered or talked about at all.
Usually how it is.
Like, John, I couldn't imagine your frustration, you being the music fan that you are, working a station and not being able to share and talk about the band that you love.
Like, here's some crap. You'll never hear what I'm listening to.
Like, yeah, what are you listening to?
Right?
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, when I worked for the Fox, the people would ask me, what are you listening to right now? I'm like, nothing we play on
not
there.
Not this. Yeah.
B
Billy Strings.
That's how it goes.
And so, and like, whenever you go out and like actually meet people, like we had a chili cook-off this weekend, and I was going to that. And I was talking to people, and Danny, if you would have been there, you would have probably made 15 friends.
When did it?
Because when I asked, like, from the people cooking to the people hanging out,
it's probably like
trying the chili.
Probably sleep token.
They did bring that up. Probably. But they were mainly tool heads.
Oh, nice. Nice.
They like Tool.
Oh, yeah.
And as good of a band that, and that's another thing that kind of drives me crazy about like terrestrial radio right now. There are so many bands that are huge that get
no credit.
Play.
None. Nope.
Like Tool is the biggest thing in the planet. Like sometimes, like when I get to talking to people about music, the first thing they bring up is an autographed drumstick from Tool. And I was like,
Danny Carey.
And you'll never hear him on the radio.
Yep.
You believe it?
You hear
him.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, you'll hear him.
But you had a show to where you had a little leeway. Yeah, that don't exist anymore, John.
Yeah. That new, whoever owns 101.7 now plays some Tool.
Do they?
They'll play random ass shit, is why I like it.
And you know, and that's probably what they would rather too. You know, it wasn't until 2020 that all their whole discography came out to
streaming services. Yeah.
So they just released it all at one time, and then of course
maybe that's a bad example.
Every album went to number one.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, it's what it was. And they have said in interviews and stuff that they kind of like made it like regrets not getting, not putting it on streaming sooner or whatever. But
well, he probably missed some fans. That
yeah,
way,
I
right?
mean, that's, yeah, he did. He didn't. You know,
well,
he did miss
back in the you know the CD and album days.
You think he was going to live in that
artwork? Their artwork,
Yeah, and just the packaging.
Yeah, the case. Awesome. Yeah. I had that album where he had to look through the.
No, yeah, that's 10,000.
10,000 days.
Look
yeah.
at the booklet.
Yeah, had the little 3D.
Do you have this album?
In it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody
that's
had
new
those.
CD,
fucking,
I gotta look at this art. That's yeah. great.
It was yeah. awesome.
I wish I could still find that. I wish I could find that CD case.
Yeah,
I got it.
Mine's probably still in that box right there next
to it. To you for
knowing the damn fortress that we sit in, yeah, I would not be surprised.
It's somewhere I'll around here.
I wish I had my Devil's Reject posters.
I know I've got Anima in my bedroom. It's still wrapped. It's still brand nice. New, never even opened with the damn holographic thing.
Where are the Devil's Reject
it?
Fungos?
Just that one there. That's it. That's the only one they made.
He has the one.
Captain Spaulding.
Yay.
Yeah, and I mean, like, when it comes to, like, music, film, or a lot of the art, with the exchange of the election, I think we're going to see a lot of very different things. And I can't wait to see what it turns out.
Well, we got a Macaulay Culkin coming back. Oh, yeah. Home
Alone. No, not just Home Alone.
He's coming back in Fallout Season 2.
Ooh.
On one of the biggest hit shows.
Man, I thought it was wild when he came out on like a American Horror Story a few years ago. I was like, what?
Yeah. And, damn, it's pissed now.
Oh, it doesn't like Macaulay Culkin.
And somebody else is like remaking American Psycho, where they cast Jacob Elordi from Euphoria.
I wonder if they're gonna
have the guy for American Psycho.
I wonder if they're gonna have the new type business cards, you know, that you can just slap to somebody's phone all your information transfers.
Right, yeah, there it is.
You know what I was thinking? If Christian Bale never got cast, who would you want for American Psycho? And people may disagree.
Walken.
No.
I'm telling you, I have a pick.
This is a big one. This is a top
Heath one. Ledger.
No. Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Yeah.
That.
Could you picture that?
That would have been weird.
That would have been. He would have been perfect, dude.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah.
He could do that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good pick.
Yeah.
You can see him playing that shit. Oh, shit, he's got the
dying. It's dying.
Spot.
I mean, we need to go ahead and give it a few.
The watermark.
It is pissed the fuck off. I hate this, and I'm going to
you're going to figure it out. We're going to make it happen.
Beep, beep, beep. I don't know what's doing it. I wonder if it's overheating.
She's got a bad connection.
I ain't hearing that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Connection. That's all it is.
Bad connection. Yeah. Anything else to do?
You gotta get them flowers out. No, flowers.
No, I gotta do my dime.
Dime of the week.
All right. And I meant to do this earlier when we were talking about the substance, but it is going to go to Margaret Quilly.
Oh, well, Quilly.
Quilly. Quilly.
Margaret Quilly.
She is, quite the dime. If I don't know if anybody ever remembers the little girl from Kill Bill. That was her.
Girl hanging her feet out the window and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood hitching a ride with Brad Pitt's character.
Also her. Yeah.
Or the girl that was in the Netflix original series Made, like M-A-I-D, which was a very stressful, good, underrated show, I suggest. Don't touch it! Cut the green wire!
Oh, look at you. You got that touch. You got that touch.
Like he's...
But yes, definitely
Mark
Margaret.
Willie, you up and coming... Next generation star coming out here and get that dime.
She's there. She's come up and she's going there. So there's the dime of the week. Check her out. Watch the substance. Yeah, there we go.
Or what she's got on the docket.
I don't know. She's got some things coming, I'm sure.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anybody you would like to cast for Quentin Tarantino's last movie?
Ooh. I mean, it's going to have all the bangers in it. I mean, you're definitely...
I want John Travolta.
Yeah,
Give him another chance, Tarantino. Bring him back again.
John Travolta.
Revive his acting career.
You got to have Samuel Jackson. I mean, you got about as well go ahead and throw in Brad Pitt and
as I say.
And Leonardo DiCaprio. Let's just go ahead. Just roll them all. Yeah,
Thurman.
Yeah, Uma. Yeah, and her stump double.
No, it'll have her daughter. I forget her name.
Old chick from...
You've seen that little
Stranger Thing.
It may be a TikTok or something. All the little unknown people in Once Upon a Time that was in the family of where they are now. It's like, Austin Butler that played Elvis in the shitty sparkly Elvis movie.
Yeah.
It was
all just like blowing it up.
I'm the devil and I'm here to do the devil's work at the end, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What has she got coming out? Oh God, forever. Victorian Psycho, Happy Gilmore. She's in Happy Gilmore too.
All right.
Blue Moon. That's coming soon, right?
I figured that was gonna be a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all she's got on the docket. Well, she's got like three more. I don't wanna go. It's gonna be like Plot Unknown at the time.
I wonder how many movies Adam Sandler signed with Netflix.
Ten?
How many has he done?
10 movies, 10 specials.
8.
I got an update. I got a Nosferatu coming December 25th.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas. Starring Bill Skarsgård, Anya Taylor-Joy, and William Dafoe.
That's going to be a...
It says, Robert Eggers, Nosferatu, goes harder than any other horror film this year. This year,
ooh.
2024.
Ooh.
Are you sure about that?
How are you going harder than
that? You sure about that?
I don't know.
You sure about that? Holy fuck. A gorgeous grotesque of dread, infused terrors, and defined dark delight. Bill Skarsgård's Count Orlok is pure sinister nightmare fuel. Lily Rose Depp, Johnny Depp's daughter, and Nicholas Hoult's best work to date.
I can see Skarsgård being a better Nosferatu than...
Crow?
The Crow or even Pennywise, to be honest with you. That's just me. I could see him being better at that.
Somebody got a picture of 2024 horror movies. This ain't even all of them. It's trap. Why don't you put imaginary in there? Nobody. Do we even care about that web?
It's a
teddy bear. No, we saw Annabelle. And that wasn't all that great.
No.
The second one's the best one.
Yeah.
Lisa Frankenstein. Ain't scary. Awesome movie. I don't even know what Under Paris is. Abigail awesome.
Now.
Only web saw. I saw the TV glow.
Under Paris sucks.
It was horrible.
Do what?
Under Paris sucks.
Smile 2. Got to watch Smile 1.
I want to see Smile 2.
Quiet Place Day 1. All right. Woman of the Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Late Night with the Devil. Long legs.
Mm-hmm.
What you let me in? I let me in. Immaculate. Immaculate set of teats.
Yeah.
Alien Romulus, I heard it's awesome. Anyway, Maxine, This ain't the Bengals.
No, that's not even all the good ones.
This person, I went to comments because the thread of Nosferatu continued, and it was, somebody had like a little bit of best year.
Can be better than this.
There were some good ones this year.
Definitely were. I will put it out there.
Yeah, I was trying to think of all the stuff we've seen this year, and I'm like, damn, I don't think we've seen nut butt horror. The last thing I remember was Iron Claw.
I really believe that. Yeah. And I think that's why my mind is the way that it is. I have seen nothing but horror.
Hey, I don't know. I'm going to murderous rage somewhere.
It's good for your soul. It's good for your soul.
Everybody's like, my little cousin, like, man, when I was growing up, they just now got to the age. One of my little cousins just now got to the age where they watch them. Yeah. You know, they share them. My moms don't want to watch them, but they share them at school and shit like that. He's like, man, when I was little, I used to thought you was a psychopath. I'm like, dude, I would be the last one to be the psychopath.
Man.
I know what a psychopath looks like. It ain't me.
I know all about those serial killers and true crime. And like people at work, man, you ain't going to kill me, are you? I'm like, no, I'm not the one to worry about. The quiet, nerdy guy down there is the one you need to worry about.
I've always said that about him.
Let's just say my babysitter was a crypt keeper. So that's... I watched Tales from the Crypt all the damn time. All the time when I was little. I loved it. Still love it.
I watched Twilight Zone a lot. Twilight Zone was good too.
Yep.
The OG one.
Yeah, the OG.
Flowers right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Those some bitches still hand hold still up hit. Now. Yeah, still today. Hit.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since today.
I still watch them sometimes.
I'm telling you, Al, go get you some of that Twilight Zone black and white.
I even watched some Alfred Hitchcock Presents. They're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the Twilight Zone, there wouldn't be no Rick and Morty's.
No, there wouldn't.
No.
Nope.
And that's Andy Griffith days.
Yeah.
Could you imagine seeing those new, primetime, like...
The horror.
Those were wild, man. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's going to do it for this go around there, old buddy. Huh?
Yeah.
Think we got you.
I miss you, October.
Yeah.
I miss spooky season.
Yep.
I miss spooky season all year, man.
Even though we still hadn't got
under, spooky season all year.
Even
but
though we still
hadn't
gotten under
70 deal.
Degrees yet, still miss you.
Recording. Stop. Thank you.
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Not at all.
Here come down. That old bloodhound. Drop that low from here to young. And he don't shout. Don't move his mouth. Get his money on.
Let's go on. Let's all go.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.